Good day. Welcome to the front page. I'm Chuck Moraz. We're joined by Lieutenant Jared Hunt from the Morehead State University Police Department. Jared, thanks for coming over. Appreciate your time today.
My pleasure.
We're going to be talking about a couple of initiatives that you're involved with at the PD. First of all, this LiveSafe app. And I know that it's something that you've installed maybe to protect students and I guess students who might go out and wander around on the trails and might get lost.
Yes, sir. The LiveSafe app is an app they can download on their cell phones. This app allows them to contact the police department through text messages. Actually, hit one of the icons to call us for emergencies or non-emergencies. They can request a shuttle that the university operates from 7 to night to 1 in the morning for extra rides in case they park in a parking lot late at night. They want assistance from their parking lot to their residence hall. Also has a mapping program on it for the especially incoming students to look at the map and see where their classes are located at, the buildings are located. We have a system on there too where they can request for a dispatcher to track them if they're lost or if they're scared or if they find themselves in a situation where they may need assistance and can't really determine where they're located at. Just this year we had two different occasions where students were lost on Eagle Lake on the trail back there on the Shiawtowee Trail. And once they called in, and they have to request that we can't just, you know, track them automatically, you know, they have to request it. Once they make that request in dispatch, we can see their location on the map and give them directions how to, what trail to go to and assist them out of the woods.
Does it work in the sense that you ping their cell phones?
It's somewhat. I've literally used my own cell phone, so the students has texted me through LiveSafe, track my location. That's the request they have to make. So I got on my cell phone, looked at their location, and walked towards them so we can get them out of the forest safely.
Does it show it on the phone like a little map where, okay, you've got this destination point where you're looking for someone and it kind of directs you to them? Is that how it works?
Yes, sir. It also shows them where I'm at. And so it gives them a point of view, too, of the location. Working 10 years of night shift here, you know, several years ago this occurred. We had to call the Moira Fire Department out because the rescue squad had come out, and we'd all flood the area, you know, yelling their names and to locate them, and now it's so much simpler.
I was going to say that this is something that over the years, I've been here 31 years now, and this is something that does occasionally happen, and what amazes me still is that people will go out on those trails at night and think that they can find their way back. And as you know, things at night look a whole lot different than they do during the day.
Is that absolutely. A lot of times they would go on the trails and rely upon their cell phone flashlight to guide their path, and they soon find out that their flashlight is killing their cell phone battery, so and they make that emergency call to us, and we go from there. And in the past, we have had students that or use their cell phone so much for the light that is their battery was dead, and so we had to rely upon voice to locate them. We're now with every student so far has called has had the app downloaded on their phones, and was able to ping them, know exactly where they're at, with under a minute. It was literally that fast.
And is this a program, Jared, that is nationally used by other universities and colleges?
I think so. Just in Kentucky alone, I think UK uses it. I think maybe EKU and Louisville, but I guess we've had it for a couple of years now, 2 or 3 years probably. It's a viable asset for us. It also, if we have an emergency on campus, we can set geo fences up, or just do a blanket alert to the students to let them know where the emergency is located at and what's going. You know, let them know what's going on.
It sounds like it's got a variety of uses
it
that
does.
Are very helpful to
it
your
does.
Department.
Absolutely does. And now with this day and age, all students have smartphones, and they rely upon those greatly for the communication. So we had to step up our procedures to make sure we can communicate with students effectively.
The one reason why I don't have a smartphone is because I don't want to have a piece of technology that's smart, probably not smart enough to use it. But these guys and these gals are so technologically savvy that they almost live on their cell phones to get information and for homework uses and all sorts of stuff. So, I mean, it only makes sense that this would be sort of the next step, rather, in keeping them safe.
Absolutely. Yeah, well, the usage of our app for the students is really becoming more the norm than is telephone calls. They'll use the app to call us. They'll use the app to text us or send us videos or send us pictures, let us know their eyewitness views out in the public so we can respond to our calls.
Is the LiveSafe app used a great deal by MSU students?
Absolutely. It really is. I teach a lot of the, or do a lot of presentations for the FYS classes here, the incoming freshmen, and so far the vast majority of the students have already used the app and have downloaded it on their phones.
I would think the parents also like it a lot.
They do. They do. I've had several parents that said they will use the app along with their child to locate them or talk to them or communicate, that way. Especially when they're out. There's a service on the app where you can request a friend to track you and communicate with you, just like we did with the trails, I guess the parents are doing that too, the students.
So when a student comes to Morehead State, you initiate them into the program?
It's a buy-in. It's not a blanket. They have to do it themselves. During our SOAR events, when they come in and talk to the Joe Steeler about their parking regulations and buying the parking passes, the police officers are there explaining LiveSafe and the safety on campus and what we do for students.
Well, let's talk about another program that you're involved with. It's called the RAD program, and it's rape, aggression, and defense, and it's something that you're teaching some of the young women here at Morehead State University some things.
Yes, sir. I've taught this class since 2005, myself along with Officer Sean Jones. This class is a minimum about 12 hours long. Around 2 hours of that is like a discussion, a presentation of self-defense and like self-awareness, the risk reduction, risk avoidance, risk recognition, and we teach that 9% of self-defense is education. It's not only physical, and a lot of the ladies are under impression for the classes I've taught, they're always concerned about the unknown perpetrator, to being a victim of someone's unknown, and with the vast majority of our victims are victimized by someone as an acquaintance or someone they know. And teaching things like that and to be aware of their surroundings, be aware of where they're going, letting someone else know where they're going to be at or what time they should arrive, up to once you leave campus and you've gotten after college and what kind of locks to have on your doors, what kind of safety measures you put on your house to be safe after you leave college.
So do you feel like it's made a difference?
I absolutely do. We always have a little sit-down discussion after the class. Like I said, it's 12, 14 hours long usually, and 7 to 12 ladies. And they all give their point of view, what they wanted when they entered the class and what they're receiving when they leave. And it's always been a positive aspect. They later on, I've seen students I've taught 10 years ago, and they've not forgotten it,
It almost sounds to me like what you're doing is helping to heighten their awareness and just in terms of just their common sense about the circumstances that they might be in. Is that correct?
Absolutely. We teach them to rely upon themselves for their strength and their knowledge because, if the chance encounter does occur, most likely they'll be alone. And during the process, around 8 or 10 hours of the class is self-defense training and doing the physical moves, and they understand that how powerful they can be. And using the techniques and the motions we teach them, that they can survive. And that's what's important.
this is a very safe campus. It's one of the safest campuses probably in this part of the country.
Absolutely.
But at the same time, as you and I both know, things happen everywhere.
Yes, sir. And that's our hope, the purpose of our class. We wanted to give the ladies a viable option of self-defense in case a chance encounter does occur.
Is this something that how would students find out more about this particular program, the RAD program?
This program, we have it on our website. They can contact my office. It's 783-2164. I'm the initiator of the class, myself and Officer Jones. Actually, tonight, the homecoming queen for Morris State University, Nico Beal, this would be her third class. She is an orchestrator for us. Tonight, I'm teaching a class at 6 p.m. at Breck, and we're doing the presentation part first, the two-hour talk, and then we'll go into the actual fighting techniques another day.
How much of this, Jared, is about making sure that these young women are taught to, when they get into a difficult situation, to keep their heads and keep their wits about them?
And that's kind of the whole purpose, you know, really is to let them know that they can rely upon themselves for strength and survive the situation, and to know their surroundings and be more safe in the areas they walk or participate in classes, whatever, to know what's around them to react in case something does happen.
Is this real?
I've taught for several years, and it's always a joy to assist the students.
Jared, if someone would like to get more information about Live Safe or also the Rape Aggression Defense Program, I know you gave your number earlier, but if you would give your office number again, please.
It's 783-2164.
All right, Jared, thanks so much for coming over and joining us on Front Page.
No problem. Thank you, sir.
Again, that's Lieutenant Jared Hunt of the Morehead State University Police Department on Front Page. I'm Chuck Morales, your host. We'll be back with more in just a moment.
There are many ways to connect with Morehead State Public Radio. Log on to WMKY.org for enhanced regional news, on-demand audio and video, breaking news from NPR, and information on your favorite programs. Get links to Facebook and Twitter while you listen to our live broadcast online, or download mobile apps from NPR and take 90.3 FM with you everywhere. Connect with your community and Morehead State Public Radio. Visit WMKY.org.